Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome
so blue
to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
And clouds.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son.
And
be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I got the pictures of the plants that we were just talking about. And they're definitely tomatillos. I can never say it right, but it's T-O-M-A-T-I-L-L-O-S. They actually, small round fruits similar to tomatoes. They actually are harvested when they're green. Late summer into fall, they have bright, you know, like acidy flavor. So they're also known as husk tomatoes. They can definitely be all over the place, and this is what it looks like. You can actually add them to different like salsas, different meals. They're edible, totally edible. That's the tomatillos. So hopefully that helps out. I will try to answer the email in between the breaks here. In the meantime, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Gail's in New Hampshire.
Gail, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Paul, good morning. Yes, thank you very much for taking the call. So, I have a problem with Chinese wisteria. It is the most hateful plant, and I can't seem to get rid of it. Can you help?
Yeah. It's probably, is it taken over into the trees or is it all over the property? What's
it? It has the root system. I don't know. It goes underground and pops up here and there. So I do have a property near a lake that it's been 5 years now growing, and it's just taken over everything. Some roots are on top of the ground, some are underneath the ground, and it does wrap around trees, and I don't know how to get rid of it for good.
Okay, so obviously for the parts that are growing that are kind of taking over, we need to find as many of the base where the plant is coming out as possible. And what we're going to want to do is you don't necessarily need to cut it and then rip it off the plant, off of where it is, but cut it about an inch or two above the soil, maybe even a little bit more, whatever's easier. But then make another cut a couple inches above where you made that initial cut. So there's a space in between the two plants so that even if you just make a cut, it can sometimes refuse together. So we're looking to just keep a space open so that, excuse me, we can affect it. In fact, the rest of the plant that's in the root system. And so from there, what I'm looking for you to do is use some sort of, you can use a total killer in a way where it's safer by using like a paintbrush, right? And just painting the stump that's there. It'll slowly go into the root system and kill it that way and start to remove it from the area. Now, you know, eventually what's going to happen with the plant that's above, you know, the wisteria itself that's above, it's going to start to dry out and it'll be easier for you to pull down. You are going to need to take it down at some point so it doesn't, you know, try to completely latch on and suffocate the plant. It's not a beneficial aspect to it.
Yeah, and
right?
I do that. I try and unwind it and take as much, but it's just an ongoing battle every year. But when you say a total killer, what do you mean by that for the root?
You know, the I'd be talking like a like a cleanup or a kills all. It's
okay.
You know, it's a glyphosate product. That's really one of the only ways you're going to be able to do it on this, because this is a woody structured plant.
Yeah, it's awful. I've drilled into it and inserted a funnel, and I've just been feeding it bleach. I've been feeding it some antifreeze. I've just been trying to get anything into it that it might not like, and it just shrugs it off.
Yeah, so one of the reasons why we, you know, I bring up the idea of cutting it off and then painting it onto it, because a fresh cut like that will actually get into the system easier than, you know, pouring the bleach on the roots. It's not going to completely, pull it up. It's not going to absorb it, right?
Okay.
Whereas this, what you're doing when you cut it is just like you and I, when we get a cut, it tries to callus over, right?
Yeah.
Eventually,
yeah.
It'll callus over. Well, the same thing happens when you cut a tree or a shrub, that where you cut tries to callus over. But if you put something there first, like this kills all or cleanup, it's going to absorb in there and then callus over just not get the nutrients it needs. It's going to kill it.
Okay.
This can take, honestly, this can take some time. It's not just like a one and done, because, you know, not all the root systems are completely intermingled, right? You know, some of it is going to only kill so much. Some of it's going to be still underground, and you're not seeing it until it pops up next year. So it can take a couple seasons for it to completely work this way.
Okay.
Okay?
Because some of those roots are like as big as your wrist. They're big.
Yeah, and that's so huge. Doing the best you can to cut it, and sometimes, you know, it might mean, you know, using like a chainsaw. You know, like it's not just like
a Sawzall.
Yeah, perfect.
I've used a Sawzall on them.
But we're looking to be able to have an open wound, so when you paint this on there, just with a paintbrush, it'll absorb right into it. We're not looking. What I want you to also remember is when you do it, don't go through and cut everything first and then come back and start painting. Do one, and then paint it, because.
Okay.
You know, same idea like I said about a cut with us. The sooner we get like a bacitrace in or something to clean it, the better off our cut is.
Okay.
Well, because our skin's absorbing it, doing all those things. Well, it's the same thing with a trunk, where if you cut it and you do something immediately, it's going to absorb it easier because it's trying to heal right away. Whereas the longer you wait, the more likely it's not going to absorb everything into it to do a total type kill.
Okay. So when you were mentioning a Kills-All, is that the name? Is that the brand name I'm looking for?
Okay. Yeah, Kills-All is from High Yield. It's a, I think it's a yellow and red bottle. Yellow and red label with a brown bottle.
Awesome.
So that would be one to use. And again, just get like a small paintbrush. So what you want to do is you want to make sure you get the concentrate. Don't get a ready to use like a trigger spray.
Okay.
Because it's diluted with water. This is going to be not diluted, which means the concentrate of it is stronger, which means it's going to work easier on the plant.
Awesome. Okay.
Okay.
Great. Good, good, good. Well, that's hopeful news. Thank you.
No problem.
I definitely appreciate you, and I hope you have a good rest of your day. So the Kilzol, can I get that, like, at the home improvement stores, the big ones?
Those are most like, so that's going to be at, like, a local garden center.
Okay.
You can find the cleanup from Bonide. So cleanup, it's probably going to be called cleanup HE, which is for high efficiency. Either one of those would be fine.
Awesome.
But again, you just want to concentrate.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much for your help. I appreciate you.
No problem. Hope you have a good rest of your day. Thanks. You as well.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, we're into the 8 o'clock hour, just about 30 seconds before the break. Hopefully you've been able to get outside this morning and feel just the nice cool air. It's warmed up a bit since first thing this morning when I went out, but still a nice day to get out there and enjoy it. So if you have some questions, call us at 855-660-4261. Take that break. We'll be back.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that controls insects on trees and shrubs without spraying, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants and termites bring the product to the colony, transfer the product by social interaction, and they soon die. The built-in shaker makes it easy to apply. You just water and walk away. That's all.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Again, 855-660-4261. And I don't remember if Nathan told me this. Do we have another call on the line, Nathan?
Yeah, there's two here. Janice is in Martha's Vineyard.
Janice, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I'm very well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
All righty. My question is about butterfly bush.
Okay.
How can I propagate it?
So that's something you can do by cutting.
Okay.
Right? So taking a cutting off of one would probably be the best way to do it.
Okay. How? From a flowering piece of it?
No, so you can just take, honestly, you can just take a branch from it.
Okay.
And not like a full branch. We're not talking like a giant piece to it. We're talking more for like about 6 to 10 inches, maybe.
6 to 10 inches. Okay.
And we want to make sure we have a couple leaf junctions from it.
Okay.
So, you know, see what you can do to figure out. You know, to cut it in, so it has it. So you're mostly looking for, I think the minimum is like 3 leaf junctions, so it might be a little bit more than 6 to 8 inches, depending upon how it's grown.
Okay.
Because sometimes they can be like 4, they can be in more of a, I wouldn't say completely shady area, but a shadier area, so there's more growth in between the leaves. Right,
okay.
So we're just keep that in mind. So it might be a little bit more than that, but the idea is about 3 leaf junctions.
Okay, got that.
Okay.
We had one that we actually dug the entire plant up and put that in a different spot. After that, it did grow. It made new branches, but then this year, the whole thing seems to be dead.
And nothing came up from it, or
no.
So that has a lot to do with last year's drought and what, you know, the winter that it came from.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's part of it. So I don't think it was anything that had to do with, you know,
what you did.
Yeah, I don't think that has a lot to do with it. So I think it was just all weather related, and that's what caused it.
Okay.
What time of year did you move it?
I would say in the fall, because it was blooming already. It was a huge, huge, huge bush, and we cut it down and dug it up.
So you did it the right time of year. So the right time of year to remove it, to move any plant like that would be during the early spring or fall season. So I think that, you didn't do anything wrong there. I think it just had a lot to do with the drought and everything that came with it.
Okay.
So I wouldn't be concerned that it was something you did.
Okay. So I would still like to, there are butterfly bushes everywhere. I would still like to take a snip here and a snip there and redo some.
Yep. So what you want to do is you want to make sure, so like I said, you want to get three leaf junctions.
Okay.
And some of these, so the minimum of three, sometimes, if you get it at the right spot, the growth can be really close together. So for those that the leaves are closer together, make sure you get about 6 to 8 inches. The ones that have more space to them, make sure it's three leaf junctions.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, the smaller ones that have closer leaves, you want to remove a couple of the bottom leaves, the bottommost leaves, so that when you do put it into the ground, the leaves aren't in the soil rotting out, causing a bigger issue.
Okay, yes.
Great. The other thing you want to do is you want to make sure before you put it into the soil that you're going to start the cutting with, you want to cut it at an angle.
Okay.
So it doesn't have to be a specific angle. We just want a little bit of an angle there. It just helps with the nutrient absorption and rooting a little bit easier. Okay? Then the next thing you're going to want to do is get a rooting hormone to really help it.
Yep.
And you can put it into just a lighter potting soil mix. We're not looking to put it in a heavy, like thick, loamy soil. Okay?
Yep.
I do have to hit a break. If you want, hang tight for me. I can go over a little bit more.
I will. Thank you.
We're going to be right back.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvance lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvance Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Update. In the headlines this hour, it's been a very busy weekend on the campaign trail for former President Trump after being indicted for a third time earlier in the week. USA's Jerry Barmash with the very latest.
Trump is once again highlighting the big lead he has in polls among his Republican challengers.
If I wasn't, we wouldn't be under investigation by deranged Jack Smith. He's a deranged human being. You take a look at that face, you say, that guy is a sick man. There's something wrong with him.
On the defensive Saturday night, Trump says he's in the clear on the classified documents case because of the Presidential Records Act.
But in the other case, it's free speech.
In USA News for Your Health now, the FDA approving the first ever pill for postpartum depression.
In clinical trials, women who dealt with anxiety, depression, low energy, trouble sleeping, and guilt had improved symptoms as early as 3 days after the first pill. I'm Brad Siegel.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we're talking with Janice. We were talking about propagating a butterfly bush.
Yes.
And so we really talked about cuttings.
Yes, and you said the last thing you said was when you put the cutting in a light potting soil mix.
Yes. So the reason being is if we put it in something that's heavy, it's not going to be able to develop its roots the way we want it to.
Okay, so don't put it in the ground directly yet then.
No. So what I'd want you to do is I'd want you to use like a like a pot.
Okay.
Right, do a couple of them, try to get them established to get the roots growing,
okay.
Because it doesn't necessarily, it won't necessarily, go as quickly or do as much as you're looking for in the ground.
Okay.
It can, I'm not saying it can't work.
Well, then if I put it in pots, can it stay outside during the winter?
Yes.
Okay.
So really what I'm trying to get you to do is just help it establish its root system a little bit.
Yep.
And that lighter mix will help keep it going. The other thing is when you actually do it like this, you want to actually put it in a shadier but like more filtered sun than an area that it would be in full sun.
Okay.
Because what it's doing is it's helping it establish and focus on the root system versus drying out. Because it can dry out very quickly this way.
Yes, okay.
Okay. And then, just keep it moist and in a good area. You'll start to notice, root development within like 3 weeks or so, maybe a little bit more. Now, there are ways to do it by seed. But the thing about seed
is it takes a long time.
It takes, yes. That's one of the major things. But it also, you have to, it goes through a chilling process of the seed where you need to take the seed and put it in like a refrigerator for about 4 weeks prior. And then it's what they call a cold stratification process. And then you can put that into the soil, but it takes more time for it to really grow and get to where it needs to be. So cutting's the best for it.
Okay, good. I have that. Now, can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
I planted pansies in a container on my deck earlier this year, of course, and now they're looking really, really leggy and very sparse flowers. Can I give them a haircut?
Yes, you definitely can.
Okay.
Because the pansies will start to, you know, they like the cold weather, and some of them will definitely come back for the fall season.
Ah, good. Okay. That's what I wanted to know. Good. Alrighty, dear. I thank you very much.
No problem. You enjoy the rest of your day.
And you too. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Patrick.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Do have a couple calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Connie's in New Hampshire.
Connie, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. I have a question about a fruit orchard.
Okay.
I have several apple trees, peach, pear, but the apple trees have been, something's going on with them. My question is, can I revive them? It looks like they had an apple borer at the base of the trunk. They're just new plantings. They're like 3 years old.
Okay.
And one of the apple trees leafed out, started to leaf out, and then it just stopped. And so it never really reached its full leafing stage.
Okay.
The other apple tree made fruits, set fruits, got some nice little apples on, but then all the leaves started just falling off. And the apples are not growing. So, I'm not sure what's going on.
Now, are you seeing like holes in the base of it? Is that why you're saying the hit with a borer? Or
yeah, that's my guess. There are two little holes in the base of the bigger tree, the littler tree that didn't leaf out. I can't see holes in it, but when I dig around, I can put my fingers in the mushy root system. It's like mush.
Okay.
So I don't know if they're too far gone or if I can bring them back.
No, I don't think they're too far gone. I think what we need to look at doing is a couple things here. Obviously the soil being wet like that, it can cause some root rot, cause some of this damage as well. So that would be something we focus on as well. So that's the first step. By doing this, we look at, we'll look at using a product like a gypsum, like a fast-acting gypsum, to break down some of the compacted soil around it. I know they're newer plants, but the soil that's lower could be holding some of that moisture. I'm noticing that moisture sticking around a little bit longer than it has been this year because of the fact that last year it was so dry, it almost compacted the soil to a point where it hadn't been before, and so the water couldn't penetrate as easy. So I think that's part of it.
How do you apply the gypsum?
It's a pellet. It's a pellet that you just put right over the whole area, and it'll break down over time. You want the fast-acting gypsum because there is a gypsum that's just straight gypsum that can take up to 6 months for it to work. You don't want that one. You want to make sure that you have that you use the fast acting one. That's definitely going to help you with it.
Okay.
The other thing we're going to be looking at doing is the lower part of the apple trees. Is there any sucker growth coming out, or are there any leaves low on that tree form?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, there are suckers coming out of one of them and low leaves on the other.
So I want you to remove the sucker growth on the base of the tree.
Okay.
Okay, because it's taking some of the moisture from the rest of the plant. But what it's doing is by removing some of the lower sucker growth and the leaves on the lower part, it's taking away some of the What the borer is looking for is the young fruit, the young tissues, all those types of things. So if we get rid of some of it, it doesn't have as much to go up, right? It's we're slowing it down. We're slowing the whole process down. So from there, you know, we're going to look at using a couple items. You being in New Hampshire with a young apple tree that you probably aren't picking the fruit from, you could use a product like the Tree and Shrub, right, from Bonide or BioAdvanced. It's a borer. It kills borers, but it is a synthetic. So that's one option. The second option would be to use something along the lines of a product called Fruit Tree and Plant Guard from Bonide. It's another systemic, but, excuse me, another synthetic, not systemic, synthetic. So it is a, chemical, but it's going to help with insects for that borer in there, as well as any of the other, like, insects that could be affecting it. I think, if the borer is there, it's definitely something to look at.
Again, it hasn't affected any of the other trees. It's just the apple trees. The other trees look healthy and fine.
Yep. And now there is a specific apple borer that will stay to the apple. A lot of it's called, like, I think it's like a flathead apple tree borer. That's one of them. But the systemic is usually the best way to go to get rid of it for the long term aspect of it. So if you can get that would be great. If not, another option of going organic might be using there's a product out there called Orchard Spray, which is it's a 3-in-1, but it's an organic. It's sulfur and pyrethrins. It's not as effective because you need to do it multiple times for it to work. And especially being on the inside when it is a borer, it doesn't get – it's more for a contact on the outside. So that's why I'm thinking you need a systemic. There's another one called Systemic Control from Bonide, which is a product called Acephate, which translocates through the plant that will kill borers just like that. But again, it's a synthetic, so it is a chemical. You just need to make sure, you're young in the tree, so you're not going to take the apples on it this year, maybe even next year, and by doing that, that's going to, postpone. The chemical will be completely gone from the plant, but it should control the borer as well.
Is there any benefit of clipping off those little apples that are not doing anything?
You could. The plant will refocus its energy because it is trying to focus its energy on the apples to produce the fruit and do those things. So you're going to refocus the plant by removing them. That way the plant can kind of focus on fighting what's going on with it. But again, removing the sucker growth from the lower part, some of the lower branches that are about, let's call it three. So it depends on how tall the tree is at this point. You said it's a young tree, but the first 3 feet of the plant need to be removed if there's any leaves there.
It's a good 10 feet.
Okay, so that lower area that's low, that's close to the trunk. That's where the borer is trying to get to and get to the newer tissue, etc. So getting rid of it, it's going to remove some of its food source, so it's going to slow it down. And that's when you put in the acephate or the tree and shrub. Either one of those is a systemic. We'll go through the plant and get rid of the borer that way.
Great. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Alrighty. Have a great one.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. About a minute from the break here. But, beautiful day out. Get out, enjoy yourself in the garden, in the yard. You just never know when summer is going to hit back again, right? Could be any day, but so far it is feeling like fall, at least in the morning. It is warming up during the days. So enjoy it while you can. I know I am. I know a lot of us are trying to get out there while we can to enjoy this fall-like weather. Just makes gardening and cleaning up so much easier. I get out there and instead of just like, you know, wanting to just like be done for a while, you're just like, oh, I could stay out here for a little while longer. Yeah, I have no problem with that. So anyways, we're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonite help you have the perfect lawn with the new easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonite Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging a lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line.
online. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before we get into a call, I just want to remind you, you know, we're going to be replanting, or you can still be planting at this point. I just want to make sure you use Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It has the beneficial mycorrhizae, which is a beneficial fungi that will attack the root system in such a beneficial way that you will see great changes in the plant. Helps with transplant shock, and it helps with getting that plant started the way it wants to go. So definitely, if you're planting right now, plenty of time to use it, but Biotone Starter Plus, an organic product from Espoma. Now let's get right back into the lines. So Nathan, who's up next?
Roberta's in Chester, Vermont.
Roberta, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Yes, I have a huge pasture rose bush that we want to get rid of. We have a lot of property with pastures, and it's seeding everywhere. We have cows in the pasture. The bush is next to a small stream. Normally, this time of the year, the stream would run underground. It's probably 5 feet from it. And it's also on a hillside, I'm guessing maybe 30 to 35 feet, terrain that it's on. So I want to get rid of it. This thing is huge. I'm guessing it's probably 8 to 10 feet wide and maybe 6 feet tall. And, of course, the branches from the rows go up and then go right down to the soil, so it's hard to see how big a base there is there. with all the branches.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to know how to get rid of it, short of somehow putting a couple of chains underneath it or around it and pulling it. And then if you do that, do you have roots left? Because this is infecting every field. I mean, you go along and you say, oh, my word, that's a spiny pasture rose growing there.
Okay. So the pasture rose that you have there is definitely something that you kind of want to almost stay away from, you know, the chemical controls, right? Because you do have cows grazing.
Correct.
Right? So that's where you kind of look at it and you say, what can I do? Well, you know, some of the things that I would suggest doing, there's some organic organic killers, like a product like Adios from Natural Alternative. But it needs multiple applications. You're also going to need to kind of really cut it down to where it needs to go to, you know, the lower part, and then kind of spray the trunk so it gets into the trunk itself to kill it that way. It's not easy. It's not an easy one, right? Because a lot of it is more for like heavier grass control when it comes to the total killers for organic. It's more like it does better because what it does is it uses the sun to help burn what's there. I think one of the, you know, I think with something like this, you might be able to do the painting method in the area where you cut that rose bush back to the ground for a couple inches above so you have the stem, and then paint it on with a total killer.
I did have to do that with bittersweet, so I know what you're talking about.
So it's kind of the same thing. What I might look at doing, I mean, cows are not going to be chewing at a stump.
No, and actually, we could probably put a fence, you know, a small fence around it with some kind of a chicken wire or something, sheep wire or something like that.
So I think that is going to be the most effective for you, right? Because this is one where the organics are really foliage-type killers, and the plant can just come back.
Right.
So I have to hit a break. I apologize. If you want to hang tight, it's going to be a couple minutes, but we can go over some more to make sure we get this totally under control. So hang tight.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.